As a language spreads, more foreigners come to learn it as adults, thanks to conquest and trade, for example. Since languages are more complex than they need to be, many of those adult learners will, Stalin style, ignore some of the niceties where they can. If those newcomers have children, the children will often learn a slightly simpler version of the language from their parents. But a new study conducted at the Max Planck Institute for Psycholinguistics at Nijmegen in the Netherlands has found that it is not entirely foreigners and their sloppy ways that are to blame for languages becoming simpler. Merely being bigger was enough. The researchers, Limor Raviv, Antje Meyer and Shiri Levari, asked 12 groups of 4 strangers and 12 groups of 8 to invent languages to describe a group of moving shapes on the screen. They were told that the goal was to rack up points for communicating successfully over 16 rounds. They talked by keyboard and were forbidden to use their native language, Dutch. Over time, both big and small groups got better at making themselves understood. But the bigger ones did so by creating more systematic languages as they interacted, with fewer idiosyncrasies. The researchers suppose that this is because the members of the larger groups had fewer interactions with each other member. This put pressure on them to come up with clear patterns. Smaller groups could afford quirkier languages because their members got to know each other better. Neither the more systematic nor the more idiosyncratic languages were better, given group size. The small and large groups communicated equally well. But the work provides evidence that an idiosyncratic language is best suited to a small group with rich shared history. As the language spreads, it needs to become more predictable. Taken with previous studies, the new research offers a two-part answer as to why grammar rules are built and lost. As groups grow, the need for systematic rules becomes greater. Unlearnable in-group speak with random variation won't do. But languages develop more rules than they need. As they're learned by foreign speakers joining the group, some of these get stripped away. This can explain why pairs of closely related languages, Tajik and Persian, Icelandic and Swedish, Frisian and English, differ in grammatical complexity. In each couple, the former language is both smaller and more isolated. Systematicity is required for growth. Lost complexity is the cost of foreigners learning your language. It is the price of success.